Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Discipleship Training Manual. This is Lesson 7. As always, I want to welcome you with open arms and just tell you how thankful I am for you to be part of this. We love you. You may say, how do you love me and not know me? Because you're part of the kingdom of God now. You're a brother, a sister in the Lord. You've come to know the Lord. And so perhaps the day will come where I'll get a chance to meet you. But if you're listening to these lessons, if somebody has referred these to you and you're listening to them, then there's a good chance that you have just recently come into the kingdom of God, or perhaps you're, as I've said before, you're coming back from a journey away from God, and you're coming back and you're saying, you know, I really want to build from the ground up a strong foundation. So we're here today to serve you, and this is, as I'm speaking, of course it's going to be recorded, but it's live with people that are praying for you. They're praying that the things that I say will have an impact in your life in the days ahead. Now, this is Lesson 7. If you followed along, and of course I hope you haven't skipped any lessons, this is Lesson 7, and it's the lesson that we're entitling Praying in the Holy Ghost, or we could say Praying in the Holy Spirit. As you're growing, this may be a simple thing to understand, but nevertheless, it's important. The Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit are the same person of God. So the Holy Ghost, is a spirit. It's interpreted in the Greek the same way, but in some ways they interpret it a little different as far as the actual word. So, but it's the same person. For just a moment, for a few moments, I want to rehearse, as we always do, just to take a quick review, and then we're going to jump into today's lesson. And let me just talk about where we've been in these last six lessons. We started out with what just happened to you, and we hope that you understood. And all the great thing about these lessons is that you can always go back and listen to them again. We've tried to keep them short, as possible, but you know, it's a necessity to elaborate and get the message over to you as much as possible. So if there's any part of it that you don't understand, it's important that you just go back and listen to the lesson again, and hopefully you'll get it. I've said this, that these are skeletal lessons. And what I mean by that is this gives you the basic fundamentals to begin your journey into Christ. There will not be nothing that will replace your own personal walk with reading the Word, praying daily, and also going to church. Now, going to church, we explained, is maybe not just physically driving to a locale, but going to a place, maybe just like this. Maybe this becomes your church. But wherever you go to church, it must be a good, biblically based, sound doctrine church that will begin to grow you up in Christ and cause that skeletal structure to put on meat and muscle and skin and hair. And I'm just talking about spiritual growth. So what just happened to me was our first couple of lessons, and we went into the understanding of what spiritually happened to you and how that you changed. And we talked about some terminology, new creature, born again, and you ought to understand those things by now. But they're all terms to explain an incredible thing that took place in your life, in which your, not just your attitudes changed, your want to's on the inside changed, your appetites, we call them your spiritual appetites, how that they changed. There's things now that you want to do and things that you don't want to do that maybe you wanted to do before. So it's very important to understand that. And again, I'll mention what I just said a moment ago, three spiritual keys that are very, very important. That is for you to pray as much as you can on a daily basis, set aside some time. Secondly, to read your Bible. And third, to go to church. Find a place of worship. Maybe it's online. Maybe you don't have a church close to you, or you don't, you're like, I have churches, but I'm not really sure. So thank God for a day of technology. So you can zoom in here on Sundays and Wednesdays, or anytime that we're open and viewing, so you can grow spiritually. So that's vitally important. Now, in Lesson 4, we talked about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. In that lesson, we talked about who the Holy Spirit is. Then we talked about what he has been sent for. Then we talked about what is the purpose of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We distinguished what being born again is from being baptized, and there is a difference. We explained what born again is, and that's what just happened to you, those lessons. Then we talked about a baptism, and the baptism is, it's something more. It's something, it's an immersion, it's a completion, and we're not going to go back over those same lessons again today, but it's important, again, if you need to listen to them two, three, four, five times, there's no charge, of course, to listen. It's just all for your edification and for your growth. But a baptism is a completeness. It's an immersion. The born again happened to you personally. It happened to you. Something happened to you as a human being. The Holy Ghost baptism is something that happens to you apart from you. In other words, the Holy Ghost comes in and you've got a separate entity now, which is God, that fills up your spirit. And we explained that. And we explained that he wants to baptize you. Well, we also explained that with that baptism comes a gift. It's like he walks in with a big attaché case. I'm going to use that analogy. He comes in with a gift. He comes in with his person, which is himself, the Holy Ghost. But he also offers a gift. And the gift is a supernatural prayer language. And that supernatural prayer language we define through Scripture is praying in other tongues. Now, we're going to talk about that tonight, praying in the Holy Ghost, how important that is for your life. In lesson four, we basically just talked about who the Holy Spirit was and the baptism, and then introduced you to an opportunity to get baptized. And then we went through praying for you and asking you to pray, that we prayed a subsequent prayer after that, and released the Holy Spirit and believed that the Holy Spirit was going to fill and baptize you and give you this gift of praying in other tongues. If that hasn't happened, then you've got a simple solution. You go back to lesson four, rewind, watch it again. You don't have to rewind. Just tap it and it'll start playing. And so you just listen to that. And as you listen, more faith will be given to you. And at the end of it, you have an opportunity to pray, receive that prayer. We pray for you, and then we release, as we should, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so we're just going to believe that something happens. If it hasn't happened already, don't give up. The Holy Spirit wants to baptize you, and he also wants to convince you of the necessity of how important it is for you to be baptized. Last week we talked about spiritual food, lesson five was, rather, spiritual food in the Word of God. We went back to talking about how important it is to get into the Word of God. I almost reached for my Bible. Actually, I have the scriptures here in front of me on tablet here. But the Bible is so important. It's so important for you to read. And we talked about which Bibles to really would be the most beneficial for you. And I said the King James Version is something that you can either purchase online, or you can purchase at the bookstore or go to Walmart and just start a daily application of reading the Word of God, and how important that is to just continually read. And where do I start at? We told you where to start, some good suggestions. There's no legalism like, oh, you shouldn't have done that. Start somewhere and just give yourself to the Word of God, because it is like spiritual food. And then last week, we talked about prayer. Now, we're going to talk about prayer again tonight and how important it is for you. But we said last week there's two types of prayer. There is the prayer in last week's title, or I say last week, maybe you're listening to this within hours, but last lesson was prayer, your lifeline to God. And prayer really is your lifeline. It's like your spiritual food. Well, you said the word was, that's right. You got two inlets. You got reading the Word of God. It's spiritual food. You've got also prayer, which is talking to God. And we tried to define that last lesson in saying prayer is real simple. It's just talking to God. And then we gave some examples. We said You know, if you don't even know how to start, then we took you to the book of Luke and read through the Lord's Prayer and said, read this, read the Lord's Prayer daily. But you can add to it, because we told you that with every part of the Lord's Prayer is a different application for you to be able to give yourself to prayer, asking, worship, adoration to God, petition. There's a petition part of the Lord's Prayer where you're asking, like, you know, I need this, I need that, I'd like to, Lord, will you help me to get this? Will you show me how to do this? So there's so many different wonderful things in the Lord's Prayer. But there, I said last week, and which brings us up to today, that there's two types of prayer, and that is, I define that as, there is the mental or the rational thinking type of prayer, and in other words, you know what you're saying when you pray the prayer, when you're talking to God. But today, in this lesson, we want to talk about the spiritual prayer, or the praying with your spirit. Now, I don't want to confuse you. When you pray and pray the Lord's Prayer, that's a spiritual prayer as well. But what I'm saying is, there is a prayer out of your spirit that is led by the Holy Spirit from the baptism that we talked about in lesson 4. Praying with your spirit in the Holy Spirit, or let's just say it like this, praying with other tongues. Praying with other tongues. And as I said, I refer you back. If you're like, missed something, go to lesson 4, review that, and then come back to this lesson. It's the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and the gift is the language that He brings. We answered in that lesson, in a very short manner, why do I want the Holy Ghost? Well, one, we said the Holy Spirit was the one that came in and gave you your new birth. But the secondary work of grace that He wants to come in is to baptize you. But why do I want to be baptized, Pastor? Well, we answer that by saying the first thing that Christ said that you will receive when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit is power. So you receive power, which is your 7 lessons along. So I'm gonna believe that you're growing up. It's the Greek word dunamis, which means dynamite. It is dynamite power. You'll begin to receive dynamite power. And the first application to that dynamite power is that you're able to witness or share your testimony. You're able to share it without fear or without timidity. I'm born again now. I'm a changed person. And so the Holy Spirit comes in to give you that kind of power. But we're going to find out in just a moment that He does a lot of other wonderful things as well. So we answered why you need the power. If you have received the gift, if you've received the gift of the Holy Spirit, you will want to use this. This is very important. This is the lesson tonight. You'll want to use it on a daily basis. You once He comes in, He doesn't leave. He's always there, just like your born-again spirit. But you'll want to use it. You'll want to use Him. He's not an it. It's Him. You'll want to use Him on a daily basis. Here's the key word for tonight. I think if I could say anything in this lesson, the key word to this lesson is this: deliberateness. Being able to deliberately access what you received as a gift. Deliberateness, let me use these adjectives to say, a deliberateness on purpose, on demand. I have access at my house. It's called On Demand. Many of you do as well. On demand, I can watch a lot of different things. On demand, I can allow the Holy Spirit to flow through me, through this prayer language that He's given me, on desire, on purpose. All these ways to describe why you want to be filled is that you can also, after you're filled, deliberately, on purpose, allow the Holy Spirit to pray through you, and ultimately He's praying for you, and we will give scriptures on that. This is the scripture I want you to hear. This is 1 Corinthians. Paul the Apostle wrote this. 1 Corinthians 4, chapter, or 14, rather, chapter, or 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. For he saith, or for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit, he's reasoning this out, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. So let me speak about this for just a moment, then I'm going to read it out of the Amplified, and it might help you a little bit more. For he, that's you that's been filled with the Spirit, that speaks in an unknown tongue, this gift that I'm talking about, releasing on purpose, speaks not unto men. In other words, it's not a conversation that you're having with some person, but you're speaking during that time unto God. For no man understands him. In other words, if you were to speak to your friend in an unknown tongue, the gift of the Spirit, they wouldn't understand you. Why? Because it's a supernatural prayer language. Because Paul says, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. Now, this word mysteries is the word divine secrets. Let me give you the Amplified. Maybe that'll help you a little bit. For one who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not to men, but to God. For no man, no one understands or catches his meaning, because the Holy Spirit, he utters secret truths and hidden things not obvious to be to the understanding. Again, you may be contemplating, why do I want to speak a language that I don't understand or anybody else? Because of where we're going, we want you to see this. Chapter or 1 Corinthians 14, 4 says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. Again, I'll read from the Amplified. I hope it helps. He who speaks in a strange tongue, that's the tongues of the Holy Spirit, edifies and improves himself. But he who prophesies, interpreting the divine will and purpose and teaching with inspiration, edifies and improves the church and promotes growth in Christian wisdom, piety, holiness, and happiness. Here's the important part. When you pray in tongues or allow the gift of the Holy Spirit to proceed from you, you are not speaking just gibberish. It has a purpose. And the purpose is what Paul just cited in this verse of Scripture in 1 Corinthians 14, 4, that you edify yourself. Now, the Amplified helps us, but I'll also, as I said, this is your seventh lesson, so I'm going to give you a little bit of a Greek definition here. The word edifieth means to build up. It means literally to build a house. For example, to bring forth a construction. So let's say you've just come into the kingdom. Let's say that we've never met, but you're just recently been born again. Then recently, when we prayed that prayer for you to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, you accepted that. You didn't understand it so much, but you said, okay, I want all of God I can. Well, here's the benefit. The benefit is not just power, but the benefit, according to Scripture, is that when you speak this language, your whole life begins to be built up. It begins to be edified. God goes to work in ways in which you don't even know. Here's the beauty of it, because it's a secret. It's a secret. God on the inside prays to the God in heaven, the God of the Holy Spirit, who is one with God the Father in heaven. He communicates through this language that you speak, and you get built up. Built up where? Built up in your spirit. But that works in every part of your life. I want to share with you in this quick lesson how important it is for you to understand the deliberateness of this. This is something that is so vitally important for you to understand, because once you receive a gift, it's important for you to understand that a gift is something accessible at any time. If I gave you a gift, if I meet you or if I met someone and I said, hey, here's a gift I want to give you. If I gave you my watch, and or gave you a watch, And I said, here's a very nice, expensive watch. It's yours. I hope that you wouldn't call me at 2 o'clock in the morning or the next day and say, Pastor, you know that wonderful watch you gave me? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Is it okay if I look at it? Is it okay if I tell the time? Or, you know, and the analogy could go on and on. If I gave you a cell phone, if I gave you anything that you could actually use mechanically, you wouldn't call me. If I said it's yours, you wouldn't call me back and say, is there a proper time for me to use this? Or is there an improper time? Do I have your permission at all? So what I want you to understand is, according to the Word of God, that once you receive this gift of the Holy Spirit, He is accessible to you at all times. Paul the Apostle helped us understand this. And again, I'll tell you, in days ahead, you'll understand more about the scripture that I'm reading, because it had so much to do with the, let's say, the etiquettes, proper etiquette in the church. But nevertheless, the truth I'm sharing now is proper, very proper. 1 Corinthians 14, 14 and 15 says this. This is what Paul said. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. Now, watch this. What is it then? We just said this. We just talked about our understanding is unfruitful. I'm not sure what I'm praying about. That gets some people off track, because somebody that's really intellectual says, I want to understand everything. This is the God factor. God wants to take you out of it, put you on the chair and say, you know what? Let me help out your life in ways that you don't even know. But here's the deliberateness. Verse 15. Paul said, what is it then? Here's a resolve. He's like reasoning this out. I will. Now that's very important. I will pray with the Spirit. In other words, praying in tongues. That's what he's just talking about. And I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. So what are you saying, Pastor? This is what I want you to understand in this lesson. That if you've received the gift of the Holy Spirit, use the gift of the Holy Spirit. Begin as a newborn Christian to grow by accessorizing or using the Holy Spirit. Do I have to feel that? No. Do I have to feel Him? No. Do I have to pray when I'm at church? No. This is what Paul said. It was a willful want to. Whenever he wanted to, he turned it on and turned it off, just like turning on a spigot. I will pray in the tongue, in the Holy Spirit, or I'll pray with my mind. In other words, I'll pray and people can understand what I'm saying. Or I'll switch over and I'll pray in the Holy Spirit. So that's a beautiful aspect of being filled with the Holy Spirit, is that you can pray in tongues any time you want to. With that, here's my advertisement. Pray as much as you can in tongues. Pray as often as you can in tongues. Well, Pastor, last week we talked about the benefits of intellectual prayer, like praying the Lord's Prayer and those kinds of things, and praying with my mind. That's right. And you said maybe we should give 30 minutes. You just gave a suggestion. That's right. But here's the deal. Praying in tongues is something that you can accessorize all through the day, in the shower, on the road driving, whatever you're going through, and you know, you can, here's the amazing part, you could actually sit and watch TV and pray in tongues once you develop and understand that this is something that God wants you to accessorize anytime, all the time of the day. The Amplified says this, the scripture that I just read, for if, Paul was speaking of himself, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit, by the Holy Spirit within me, prays. But my mind is unproductive. It bears no fruit, and it helps nobody. Well, when he says it helps nobody, it's not helping anybody like explaining stuff to them. It will eventually help people, because God is praying for you. And then he also prays for other people through tongues. Then in verse 15, Paul says this in the Amplified, then what am I to do? What am I to do? I will pray with my spirit by the Holy Spirit that is within me. But I'll also pray intelligently with my mind and understanding. I'll sing with my spirit by the Holy Spirit that is within me, but I will sing intelligently with my mind and understanding also. So again, lesson number 7, turn this on and turn it off like a faucet. You're the steward of it. You're the steward of praying in tongues. If you've received praying in tongues, it's vitally important for you to allow the Holy Spirit. How do I do that? You just go inwardly. You just like your faith, like, okay, I want to do this. And like if you, in lesson 4, if you received the gift of the Holy Spirit by me praying, then you had to say, okay, I received this by faith. Well, then how do you do it after that? By faith. You just say, okay, Lord, I'm going to start again, and you're going to be right there, every word, and you just allow those syllables that really don't make sense to you, but the Holy Spirit is the one that is producing them. Also, I want to leave you with this that's vitally important, and of course, we'll talk more about this in days ahead. You'll learn more about, if you watch our services, about this aspect of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:26 says this, likewise, the Spirit, or the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, that is our lesson title tonight, likewise the Holy Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit, or you could say the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. In other words, you don't know how to say it in English, Spanish, French, Creole, you don't know all these, it doesn't matter. There's no way for you to articulate it. You don't know how to speak the language of the Holy Spirit because it's a heavenly language. It's a angelic language. It's a language that comes from heaven. Amplified says this, so too the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bears us up in our weaknesses. For we do not know what prayer to offer, nor how to offer it worthily as we ought, but the Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep for utterance. Isn't that wonderful that the Holy Spirit will begin to pray for you? So here's the bottom line, and here's the close of this lesson, and I'll see you next lesson. But the bottom line is to spend tongues every day speaking, spend time every day speaking in tongues, praying. That doesn't mean you can't pray to God intellectually or with your intelligence. Pray to God. Ask and request. Give your request to God. Speak to God. But then also, you don't have to have a license anymore. This is free of charge. It's your gift. Use the watch as you will. Use the Holy Spirit as you will, deliberately. Hallelujah. And again, I will say to you, if there's any question, go back to lesson 4. That was very anointed. We released the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe that some of you and many of you were filled, and many will be filled in the days ahead. But bless you. Keep growing. Accessorize everything that God has given you through the Word and through prayer, and now speaking in other tongues by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I will see you next lesson. Amen.